record it to tone.
Beep.
You gotta wait for the beep. You gotta leave your name. You gotta leave your number. Wait for the beep.
I can't believe that was a product.
Oh, miss those commercials.
Vegeta now, for the win, by the way. That was like almost instantaneous.
Did
Vegeta.
Oh.
In the chat.
Did I tell you about the VHS that I found of the Doctor Strange movie and the commercials on it?
That does sound... No. Tell me again.
I do remember the story of you finding this tape and you talking about the show, but not the commercials.
Yeah. So, like, if the commercials on it are fantastic. Like, there's, like because, you know, this is pre-internet. There's a commercial for, like, hotlines to call to find out all the info on your favorite heavy metal bands. And, you know, there's the hotlines to find hot women in your city. You know, it's like, are you looking for hot women in Pittsburgh? Call this number. Like, fantastic.
That tape was, why? Why would you do that? Why can't you just make your own hilarious answering machine message?
No, you need to buy a whole pocket full.
No, I always just made my own. What up, teeth? Stupid. All right. I think I'm ready if you want to start the show. It's well past 9 o'clock.
Well past. All right. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 276th big installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We got Ray, we got Ian, we got me. Hello, hello.
Hello.
What up?
Well, what's up? It's the week of January 13th to 20th in the year of our COVID. That's what's up.
Sweet.
Over in your 5-day four-star Ray!
Yeah, my liver.
On the 7th, we had Ant-Man. Did you Ant-Man your way to victory?
Yes. Didn't he have to overcome Teen Gene?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. I mean, eventually I'm able to resist making 5 matches. But man, they just dish him out like crazy when she's on their team.
They do always really want to taunt you with them.
This was the first time that I didn't have any at the beginning of the match. Like it.
Oh, yeah. I love it when they put it on turn one.
Right.
Like, yeah. Huh? What do you think, huh?
I'm like, yeah, it sounds kind of good.
On the 12th, we had, Safari Joe.
Yeah.
Versus, the Panther?
Yes.
Did you complete that one?
I haven't. I was unsuccessful in my first attempt. I'm not super sure I understand what Kraven does, so I wasn't sure how to use him with any effect. So it was close, but I couldn't put it over the top.
So I actually sat down and read his powers so that I knew how to use them, and, yeah, I have already forgotten again. Like, I think his blue steals AP somehow, but that's all I remember. That's...
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, one of them's a passive. I'm not sure. I didn't read how to activate the passive. I was like, whatever. Let's see if I can just win this. I'll try again after the show. I got a few things that need worked on.
All right. And then number next is Talos the Talosian, which apparently is fighting a drunken kitten.
It's very possible
is what the infographic tells me.
Oh, hold on. I'm still trying to figure out how... What? Oh, no. What have I pulled up?
None of us
know. I have the wrong infographic. How is that possible? And why? Why was I not at all mindful when this... Why was this even posted in the chat?
Oh, yeah. Ignore that second one.
You guys are the worst. You've got to hold my hand through everything. Oh, man.
Oh,
I don't know.
I can't
help but scroll up.
Apparently, Talos fights 5-star Carol, though, so I guess that's her, her sidekick there.
Oh.
In the graphic. At first I thought it was Kitty, and that made no sense, but...
Oh, no,
Chewy.
Yeah, gross
Chewy,
tentacle cat.
Name. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now I'm on the right infographic. Yes, that definitely looks like a tentacle cat. Oh, I don't like this infographic. I'm still salty about that Browns game. Come on, dude, too soon. I thought Craig was joking. I put my son to sleep, read him a story, came down, only 10 minutes of the game had elapsed, and I had a message from Craig that's like, worst things ever. Ben needs to retire. Season's over. And I was like, are you just messing with me? And he's like, no, it's 21-0. I'm like, I know you're messing with me. And I turned on the TV and it was 28-0. Yes. I was like, my goodness, what is going on?
Yeah.
You can't live like this.
It's all bad when you're when the first play of the game, your all-star setter shoots the ball to the moon on the first. I'm like, what is he doing?
See, that was the weird part. Everybody who got a rest during their improvised bye week was terrible.
Yeah, they were all bad.
All the tired guys were like, look at us go. We're trying our best.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the Browns were all sitting at home playing on Zoom meetings because none of them were allowed to practice. Apparently, that's the way to go for the future. No practices. Just sit at home. Nope. Be on Zoom. All right. Storyland. The hunt is running now. That'll get you Kamala Khan, a love sausage, and some Age of Magneto shards. Placement is Scorpion, who's still a character, and some Kingpin shards. That's followed up by Thick as Thieves, Battery Man, Scorpion, those Kingpin shards. Placement is Melonhead, and insert shards for a new character here. In the Hay Season, Soul Season, Hollow Point Kiss is running. That'll get you Black Widow and Ghost Rider. Placement is Ian's favorite woman and some Black Bolt shards. And then down in Simulator for this season, that'll get you Thanos, Spidey, and the Love Sausage there as well. All right, Ian, we got a new character that I don't even think we got a clue for. It's just, here it is.
Cool.
All right, so it is some guy named Darren Cross that I had to look up. Okay. Because it told me it was Yellowjacket. I'm like, sweet, we finally got Hank Pym. And they said, nope, here's a chump you've never heard of. Just like when we gave you that Iron Man, or that Ant-Man. And I'm like, who's this
Darren
chump?
Darren Cross?
Darren Cross.
Isn't that one of the actors from Glee?
That would make just as much sense.
Okay.
But in any case, he's a 5-star villain. So villains are nice. I gotta give him that. Black, blue, and green. The black power is called Cross Your Heart for 6 black. Restore him some health, and the next time he fires a power, also deal extra damage. All those numbers go up as you level at maxed out. It's 7,400 and some health, and an extra 12,000 damage when the next power you fire fires.
Sweet.
And that sinking feeling for 6 blue, he goes invisible for 2 turns. While invisible, his powers ignore projectiles, and his matches and powers deal a little bit more damage. If he makes a black, blue, or green match while invisible, he gets to stay invisible for an extra turn. The extra turns work on any way he gets invisibility or his own, but if the invisibility is granted by someone else because of a countdown tile or other board effect, his special power does not add extra turns to that effect. So at level 5, while you're invisible, his matches are dealing at max level an extra 5,383 damage. So it's kind of wacky. If you get him invisible, keep making black, blue, and green matches, you can stay invisible for some time. Kind of interesting.
Sure.
His green power is called Sting Like a Bee. Fire 2 separate blasts of damage if he's invisible. Also destroy 3 special tiles, Strike, Protect, or Attack of the enemy variety. At level 5, you're firing 2 blasts of max 4,324 damage and destroying 4 of those special tiles. That kicks in at level 4. So, special tile destroyer, you can go invisible. What do you need? You only need 6 blue to go invisible. So you should be able to get that pretty quick and then hide away from things that do lots of damage. And if you keep making your 3 colored matches, you can stay invisible for a while and keep stinging like a bee, I suppose, and while healing yourself up.
It sounds decent. Like, I don't see any...
I think he's worth trying. It sounds okay.
And I do like the black, blue, green. There's not that many of those, so that's good.
But yeah, so Darren Cross, variant of the Yellow Jacket. Let's see, the Heartless Yellow Jacket cover store runs the 14th to the 24th. There's a limited vault running the 21st to the 25th. The Legendary Store, which will feature Yellow Jacket, Storm, and Gladiator Thor. Well, that's pretty decent. Spend your 25 CP over there to buy some extra chances at those characters. He's in placement in Thick as Thieves, and there will be introducing Yellow Jacket starting on the 14th. That'll get you some shards.
Yep, I was trying to learn how to use the internet, and I just learned. Huh? I was trying to help out some people in Discord.
Yeah, okay. They're really confused by your whole love sausage.
They're really confused
thing.
By your love sausage reference, so I decided to post a picture of the love sausage from the comics, which is very Russian and does loosely look like David Harbour stuffed into 2 tight spandex.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's all I see when I see Red Guardian. To me, it's love sausage.
I get it. They get it. They were totally accepting of the fact that it's Craig.
Exactly.
Just go with that. He's also been featured as Progress Reward in Infinite Pursuit, versus tournaments in the Predator and Play. He's a placement reward, and his event's called Cross the Line. That's going to run to 17th and 20th. He's a progression reward in there, and that will reward tokens to the Heartless Yellow Jacket cover store. Maybe they should have made it like the Murder Yellow Jacket cover store. He could have been like a Murder Hornet. I don't know.
Sorry. Discord got out of hand quickly. I was really just trying to help with one of your weird references, and then Teeth tried to make it better, but just kept making it worse and worse by drawing the inappropriate part of the image into focus more and more with every word that he typed, and then Samurai swept in and saved the day.
Hey, we got a What's New at MPQ update for, you know, that's happening. We got a clue for the next character, for the next four star. Man. Are you sitting down?
Yellow Jacket? Yes.
So, the clue, so it says four star, clue, room. So my question was, is the clue room, or is the whole clue that it's a room in Clue?
Oh, is it a clue room? Or
it says
is it
clue colon space room. So it's four star colon space clue colon space room. Uh-oh, we've lost Ian.
Sorry. In your attempt to describe it, you just kept saying colon space, and I was like, listen, dude, it's already gone really weird in Discord.
Hey, remember that we could use that in a future top three. That might be one of my... Oh, we'd need that for a whole category.
What's that?
Fake commercials. Right. Yeah, some colon blow.
So
I don't know. Let me go
to the forums. I'm totally distracted by your way to describe it. So we're trying to decide if it's a room in Clue or if the clue is room.
I think the clue is room. I just don't know what room can tell me.
There's a link to the forum.
Okay, thanks.
It's in his script.
It's in my script. Yeah, but all I have to do is click this link.
Oh, I'm sorry. Copy-paste is so hard.
Yeah. I'm not doing
it. You need to hyperlink those scripts there, Craig.
Yeah.
In Notepad?
It's not my problem. You're using Notepad. Like
in Cleveland? Yes.
Maybe.
I think the clue is just room.
Right. So I don't know what... I have no guesses.
I mean...
Chamber? Maybe it's chamber. A room is a chamber.
Yeah?
That's it.
Someone
that's
named
my,
chamber?
That's my official clue. It's chamber.
Maybe the clue room is the billiard room, and the new character is Gold Balls again with another one of your brilliant guesses.
Gold Balls. That would
it's
be amazing.
It's never going to be him. He's dumb.
He's very important.
And imaginary.
Here, I'll upload balls. You a picture of there in the Discord. That's Chamber.
I don't understand that character in any way. I've never heard of it. It just looks like he's throwing up energy. Like, I don't.
Yep.
He pretty much is. Yeah, he's a big ball of energy on the inside.
Okay.
That's my guess. I'm going with chamber, because a room is a chamber. Thanks, Samurai. And Teeth, love it. They said the clue mansion's from the Victorian era, so therefore the new character is totally turned into century. What a great character. There's also a note, however, that they're revamping the UI of the store with patch 2.19.
Oh, tell me
more. No details of any kind. That's it.
Oh, great. I support it.
Something's changing with the store. Get ready. So, there you go. You have no guess for the character, huh?
No. For Room? No. I don't.
Apparently, I don't remember this. Was Brie Larson in the movie Room?
Yeah.
The Room? So.
Absolutely.
But we've got enough Captain Marvel to.
Oh, God, please. Yeah,
last
no more
for
Captain
days,
Marvel.
So. I don't know.
Never seen that movie.
Neither have I. I don't know that I will.
Isn't it like one of the worst movies, you know, ever created? I thought that was a known fact.
Nope. I think you're thinking of The Room by Tommy Wiseau.
That is what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. That does not include Brie Larson in any way.
Okay. What movie is Brie Larson in then?
The Room.
Okay. Now at least I understand my confusion.
Yeah, absolutely. Apparently, every title for every movie has already been exhausted and you can repeat now.
Right.
Well, because there's a new movie coming out, I want to say, on Netflix this month called Monster. And I was like, isn't that already a movie?
Yeah, it is.
Man, you go to IMDb, there's so many movies called Room, The Room.
Yeah, Room and The Room.
There's one
totally
directed
different...
by Konstantinos Cassiopolis. I'm sure that's it. A woman tries to sort out the mess in her room.
The best of all of them are the four rooms, right? So
possibly. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Hey, we should move on. We should do something.
All right. Yeah. Let's do the show.
Are we done?
Keep telling me news, Craig.
I'm all out of news. You got any more news?
I don't know if I would call this news, but it's something that I learned. So Scorpion, who is actually in this game, Craig?
That's what I hear.
His name, his real name is McDonald Gargan, right?
If you tell me so.
So One Star Venom is also Mac Gargan. It's the same guy. So if you try to play 4-star Scorpion and 1-star Venom at the same time, you cannot because it is the same person.
Really?
Yeah. Why would you want to put those two in? I have no idea, but there you go. It's the same person, so you can't.
Why would you want to put those two in? Stay tuned for Team Up Time featuring Ray.
That's why I was waiting for the lead in here. I'm like, why would you want to do that? Because this, you know, spider tiles do this, and then Scorpion does this, and then
they better not have a good synergy since you can never use them together. So, yeah, I just thought it was weird.
Yeah, well, that was something I did not know.
Yeah,
Joe should have warned us about that. He's the Spider-Man freak in our group. He knows all these Spider-Man villains.
Well, that's a cool little bit of news.
Yeah,
there you go. I learned it on Reddit. If there's
no more news, then I think we can go straight to the top three.
Yeah, there you go.
That sounds nice.
So what's your category, Ian?
This week's category is our top three stand-up comedians. Did one of you guys want to start? I feel like I started last week. Did I?
That seems likely.
I don't keep track of who starts anymore. Ray should start.
Okay, we'll start off right away with a very controversial character. These are not, we had a little discussion pre-show. These are not people we've necessarily seen. Actually, I have not seen any of my top three, but they are stand-up comedians, specifically stand-up. My number three is the now controversial person, Louis C.K. I think his stand-up is phenomenal. He goes right to the edge of things you can talk about and then leaps over it. But he does it in a way that makes it funny. So, yeah.
He's an excellent stand-up comedian.
Yeah, a lot of good material.
Yeah.
Ian, are you going or am I going?
I guess I'll go.
All right.
I hopefully followed all the same criteria. I don't think everybody on my list was, you know, they all did stand-up, but they weren't all, you know, at least one of them wasn't strictly confined to stand-up comedy, but we'll talk about that when we get there. Number three, however, was a fantastic stand-up comedian. None of my list also, Ray, don't feel bad. I have never seen any of them. All of them passed before I was able to enjoy them live. Number three was Mitch Hedberg. He is one of the only stand-up comedians that can not only pull off doing a character, but was hilarious doing a character. And I liked that he didn't have any, I don't know, he wasn't like, he didn't try to relate to you. He wasn't political. He was just like, I'm going to tell one-liner jokes for 45 minutes and then walk off the stage. Right. I was like, and they were all hilarious. All his material was solid gold. I wish I had a chance to see him. But again, a very short-lived career.
Right, right.
After the, you know, your multiple cocktail minimum, then yeah, that would be a good time. My number three, I have seen live in person, which I know Ray also has. Because it's Eddie Izzard.
Yeah, I figured he was on the list.
I love Eddie Izzard. He is funny. I think he's a woman now.
He's not. So. Yes. He's not absolutely funny.
Oh,
like not 100%. But that one tour he did was 100% gold.
Yeah, that license is it. License to Kill.
I don't remember.
Something like that.
Dress to Kill.
Dress to Kill. Yeah. Oh, that boy. That was a funny tour.
Yeah. His next tour that we saw,
I keep screwing it up. She was amazing.
He has changed his pronouns recently. I don't. Is he a they them or is he a she?
I have.
I think it is now a she, but as of like a week ago. So I haven't adapted yet.
Oh, this is brand new news to me. So, but yeah, the next time we went to a show, the material was I was just confused half the time. So it was like inside jokes, and I was on the outside.
Yeah, some of them were, there was a whole story he did about, what, was it an invisible rabbit or something? Do you remember this? I remember
like
there being
Harvey,
one.
The invisible rabbit that tells you to burn things?
I don't know. I remember there being one bit, and we all left the show and said, did anybody follow that story anyway? And we all went, eh?
Yeah, no. However, yeah, well, Dress to Kill was one of the best stand-up tours I've ever seen.
Do you have
seen.
A flag?
Yeah.
Executive transvestite.
All right, is it back to me?
Yes.
It is.
All right. Yeah, this is another person that I will never get to see in person. However, really breaking boundaries and being one of the best stand-ups of his time. George Carlin, I think, set the bar for a lot of comedians, so he's my number two. I think I enjoy every single time I've seen him on stage.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. He is hilarious and insightful, and I even enjoyed his forays into acting.
Yeah.
somewhat enjoyable every time. Like,
yeah. He had a show on Fox for a little while.
Yeah.
It was an okay season. My number two, for the similar reasons that Ray has mentioned, as far as being groundbreaking and pushing things to the edge, also someone who I have never seen and will never get the opportunity to see. But I think he was breaking ground in the same way that Carlin was at about the same time, Richard Pryor.
Sure.
I think Richard Pryor is some of the funniest stand-up I've ever heard in my life.
Dead honky.
It changed. That was a good sketch. It really, you know, changed the way that I viewed stand-up comedy once I listened to a Richard Pryor album.
Yeah, those old ones, those old albums are mm-hmm. that is some killer stuff.
Yeah.
My number two matches Ray's. I went with Carlin.
Oh, nice,
nice.
Very much enjoy every Carlin special I've ever seen. They all make me laugh. They you know, they've got some thinking to them. You know, he'll bring up topics. I like that.
Absolutely. All right. My number one is, in my mind, one of the top comedic geniuses of the day. Dave Chappelle is just amazing on stand-up. He has...
It really is.
He had the whole Chappelle Show, which is a totally different thing. But his stand-up is just, like... He can take ordinary day-to-day things and just make them hilarious just by the way
he
approaches.
Can you give me a cigarette? Ha! Menthols!
Yeah, his stand-up is solid gold. His forays into activism are solid gold.
Sure.
The Rick James sketch changed my life very literally.
Yes.
That was like a forever funny moment when I saw that. I revisit that every chance I get.
What did the five fingers say to the face?
Slap! Sorry!
I'm sorry, Charlie Murphy.
Darknesses.
Anybody who Jerry Seinfeld calls out as one of the best comedians he's ever experienced, you have to respect that. So,
yeah.
My number one, probably not making any lists, but I stand by it, stand-up comedian, Bill Hicks.
I knew he was going to be your number one. Like, I knew it.
For sure. There's no question in my mind. He changed everything that I thought about as far as stand-up went. He presented stand-up comedy combined with his philosophies of the world in possibly the funniest ways I've ever heard. But also, like, he went, like, he didn't come up to the line and take you with him. He, like, ran over the line many times and was, like, horrifyingly hilarious. He was the, I feel like, the best of the Sam Kinison era stand-up comedians.
He was like, he started way over the line and then was like, why haven't you joined me yet?
Yeah, absolutely. He really did. He really turned comedy and hate into an art form.
My number one is stolen from Ray's list as well. I also went Dave Chappelle because...
Oh, wow.
Man, do I love watching Dave Chappelle specials on the HBO.
They're hilarious.
I guess not anymore, right? I think they've all gotten pulled, but...
Oh, I don't know about maybe his specials. That was from Netflix. Specials are still on Netflix, for sure.
Okay. Well, I know,
he's still getting paid for those. He said don't re-air Chappelle Show because he's not getting paid for that.
Right. But, man, every one of his bits, when he just does stand up and just goes out there and says what he wants.
It was reported that I was booed off the stage. Oh, they booed me. But I did not leave the stage.
Exactly. Like, he's got just some of the great lines of comedy, and I love me some Dave Chappelle. I have a honorable mention, which isn't really a stand-up comic, but I wanted to put it on here anyway just to make myself laugh and make Ian angry.
Okay.
So a not really a stand-up comic, but more of someone who just does skits. And this is really only for my own amusement and to irritate Ian. The guy, I have no idea what his real what his name is, but Pittsburgh Dad is some of the funniest stuff I've ever seen.
Yeah, I guess.
I love Pittsburgh
I've never
Dad.
Watched it. I hear it's hilarious, but I don't know anything about him.
Yeah, I've never watched just some it. Guy, it was, but
yeah, all my honorable mentions. I have a ton of honorable mentions, but I'm going to keep it super short. One, to totally validate Sluggo, Brian Regan is absolutely hysterical. I saw him at the Improv in DC, and he was fantastic. I saw him here in Williamsport, and he was fantastic. He is just so smart. His comedy is hilarious. Treat yourself if you can find like his 30-minute Comedy Central. What's that?
Would it be on Netflix or Hulu or somewhere?
It very well could be, yes.
Okay.
Yes. If you run across Brian Regan, I promise you, you will not be disappointed. Also, I would say that David Cross and Patton Oswalt are two of my favorite stand-up comedians. I think they, you know, they're recognized for a lot of other things, but their stand-up is just solid gold. Solid, solid gold. Again, and the list of other people who are hilarious who I've overlooked on this list is very long. As Teeth pointed out, John Mulaney is in fact hysterical.
Yeah, I do like John Mulaney.
I do too. But I don't know if he's list. He's just a silly guy. Well, that was good. Thanks, guys. I was surprised to see how much Craig Ray overlap there know. Was. The tables have turned.
And Sluggo does point out, I do have to agree that Bill Cosby's himself is one of the great comedy albums. But you
oh
know,
my
one,
gosh,
one,
it's fantastic.
Yeah, but you know, once you keep date raping women, that's, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, things have taken a turn.
Yeah.
But, I mean.
To
this day, Dad is great. He gives us chocolate cake.
Oh, my. That, yeah. Just listen to that whole bit. Just because he had a great storytelling of him just sitting on a stool and just, like, telling this story. Yeah.
Absolutely. He is an evil, evil person. But, unfortunately, his comedy is hilarious and timeless. And there's tons of other stuff that we didn't make the list. Oh. I think Eddie Murphy's Raw and Delirious are two of the
both
best.
Both amazing.
Specials.
Yeah.
Yeah. Robin Williams could have been on anybody's list.
Yeah.
There's endless genius out there that is going unrecognized by the top three list. But what can you do?
I think we can move on to the quiz.
Solid. Do it, Doug.
Ian, what's on the quiz?
last week, I asked you about Sinister Nazi Computer Doctor, who menaces Cap and Black Widow, and probably is in other movies. He was Dr. Armin Zola. He was really comfortable with evil as long as it was in the name of science. So good on him, Dr. Armin Zola. If you guessed that, you were correct. This week, probably by any stretch, is much easier than last week's. This week is in honor of the upcoming release on Disney Plus. What Infinity Stone is stuck in Vision's head?
Nice.
Well, not now.
Well, yeah, I know that. At one point, there was an Infinity Stone
Spoilers.
In Vision's head. I would like to know which one.
All right, very good. Let's move over to the mailbag. Willie, what you got?
First, I'm dying because Samurai said there were times where Eddie wasn't the funniest Murphy brother. And I to slowly watch the word unity appear letter by
unity!
Letter beneath, was hilarious. Anyway.
I don't want to dive any deeper into that. I won't pay attention to the rest of the show.
Right, right.
I gave him like this cross kick to the chest. Pow!
Game. Blouses.
Oh, totally different sketch, but it's
I know,
funny.
But I want to keep going with Charlie Murphy.
All right.
All right, I'm going to start off with a comment that I'm not going to read. T Deja Authors post on the D3 forums, Craig, you have an enemy, so I don't know if you want to go over there and read this or not, but I'm not reading it on the air because it's way too much. And he just ends it with, "Don't try me, Craig. Remember how I schooled you on Briscoe County and sit down." So
is he still trying to front that he knows anything about Doctor Who?
Yes.
He's wrong.
So he ends the comment with, "Viva la Batroc." So, you know. You guys are going to have to just take this outside. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. What's wrong with Briscoe County Jr.? That was a good show. How's there a Briscoe County beef? and I don't know about it.
I don't remember. So I don't remember things from last week, let alone years ago, dude.
There was a discussion about Briscoe County, and Craig got something wrong, and he was corrected. I get things wrong all the time.
Yeah.
All right, but I am moving on. The next commenter, I don't know, whatever. St. Bernardus over on the D3 forum said, funny how your definition of one-hit wonder changes depending on where you are from. Soft Cell and Ultravox both had several top 40 hits in the UK. So did Gary Numan. I am guessing their success in the US was limited. That is correct. Yeah. That's pretty much just straightforward. That's
yes.
I went off the VH1's one-hit wonder list, so, you know.
Vienna is one of the great songs of all time.
So I have to admit, I had no idea what you were talking about last week. So after the show, I looked up that song. That is not a good song. I don't understand.
Vienna? Super dope song.
Vienna's awesome.
I clearly am missing something. Maybe I pulled up the wrong song.
You are,
song.
Because the feeling is going to live and die, and it means nothing to you.
This means nothing to me.
That was a...
This means Vienna. Nothing to me. Oh, Vienna.
The most boring song I've ever listened to. Like, I don't get it. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. Oh, my God. Every time that song comes on, I rock out. I love that tune.
I challenge you.
Listen to that tune for the rest of the mailbag.
I want to see you rock out to that song. I'm like, is there another Ultravox who made a different song called Vienna? Because... Anyway, all right. Dances with Weevils said, a while back, someone on Reddit curated a top 100 one-hit wonder playlist on Spotify. So if you're interested with that, he has a link on the Reddit where you can check it out. He did have a story as well, which I'm not going to go into because it's a little blue, but it involves a one-hit wonder song. So, you know, might be going over to Reddit and checking out Dances with Weevils pose.
Hey, does anybody know where that phrase originated?
What's that?
I've been curious about that. That blue.
Originally, when you did stand up, if you did stand up on TV or like at a theater, if you did something that was off color, you would get a blue warning card that detailed what you did wrong. So that's why the jokes were blue. If you got a blue warning card afterwards.
Okay. Thanks.
I don't know where I heard that from, but that's my understanding.
Yeah, it's just one of those phrases that, you know, you gets thrown out there, and I was like, what does that even mean?
Like I said, I heard that somewhere. I think it was like maybe Comedians in Cars they described it. I don't remember, but...
Well, that could be, because Seinfeld knows everything about, you know, the history of comedy.
Yeah.
That's true.
All right, moving on to D-Wing. He had a Throg discussion that I thought was interesting. He said, I think... he will find favor with a lot of players as they get Throg covered. The versus Throg node of the Welcome to Shield was a nightmare because he picked Throg to use against Throg. With 0 stars, would not recommend. He counters himself perfectly. The game, the match took over an hour.
Ugh.
Yellow heals himself, blue blocks damage, he makes no specials to increase his green. The solution is save up green AP to fire it 3 times, hopefully generating yellow charge tiles, go airborne, and do extra damage for each yellow charge tile when you land. Simple, right? Wrong, 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 oh my god, so wrong. So, yellow charge tiles reduces the cost of his powers, so if he starts the turn with 3 yellow or makes a yellow match while airborne, while you're airborne, he will go airborne before you land, nullifying your damage. Likewise, if he makes a blue match while you're up, your damage will be zeroed out by, you know, his trap tiles that he puts out. So, it was, an hour-long match of 2 frogs in the air. That doesn't sound fun.
I don't even know how you could do that. Like, I'm confused and impressed and then reconfused. Like, if I'm playing a game of Marvel Puzzle Quest and the 5-minute time limit is eclipsed, you surrender and try again.
Right.
An hour on one match. That's gross.
I think the frustration level would have got to a point by, you know, 15 minutes where I'd have just rage quit. So, yeah.
Yeah.
He did go on. Ian's infographic translation is becoming elite level. Milestones. I'm between Craig and Ray level for the most part. However, totally team Ian as far as 5-star champs. So
I'll get there someday.
Well, hopefully so will he.
Yeah.
Ray wins the episode by default for reasons outlined by Sluggo. I don't remember what all this is referencing, but there you go.
Well done, Ray.
I'll take the win.
Yeah.
Obsession is great because it was the theme for Saturday night's main event for a long time. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
I feel like Craig suggested this topic just so that he could sing along with everyone's entry on the list.
I didn't suggest the topic.
Nope. That's true.
Ray is extra meta now, given that Soft Cell's Tainted Love was itself a cover, which I did not know that.
Nope. Had no idea.
I had originally thought that that was theirs, but turns out it's not. And he says, so proud of you guys that there was no masked whatever coverage. By definition, this means that I'm proud of Ray every week. So I double won the episode. I like
we're not watching the dancer. So
I don't understand.
Wait for Masked Singer to come back.
Masked Singer, I at least understand the premise. Masked Dancer doesn't make any sense. So
yep. I watched one episode. I'm like, this, I don't understand in any way, shape, or form, and I'm never watching it again.
Yeah, I get that. All right, that's it.
Name that tune.
The mailbag is empty.
All right.
Thanks, Lumpy.
Once again, then, I am Hans.
Oh, sorry. The video for this song is upsetting at best, just so you know, Craig.
The video for Vienna?
Yeah.
I've never seen a video.
The lead singer's mustache is upsetting. At one point in the video, on a grayed out cobblestone street, like an arm appears out of a wall and grabs a woman lovingly by the face and pulls her into the wall. I'm like, I'm out.
Maybe that was the problem because I watched the video.
Did you put it on mute? Because I can't have that song playing and not sing along.
Right. It turns out, luckily, I'm recording a podcast, so I thought rather than sing along to what I was listening to, I would just be quiet and enjoy it.
All right.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pop. Ethan clapped.
Nobody clapped.
I didn't. What's that?
Nobody clapped.
I totally clapped.
I was going to say, I didn't hear a Craig clap, and I almost always hear a Craig clap. Whew. That was weird. There.
I heard that one.
Nice. Let me find my handy dandy infographic to guide me through this process. See what 3 stars. Oh, Beast! He's boosted. Green AoE damage is boosted. Yellow healing is boosted. And the special tiles that his blue puts out will be a little bit stronger. Same with Black Panther. His black AoE is boosted. His protect and strike tiles will both be boosted.
Wow, I was shocked. I didn't remember him putting out protect tiles. That's his blue power.
Yeah, that's his blue power that no one uses. Because it's a countdown repeater. But where was I? I was going to talk about Blade. He seems nice. His strike tiles will be boosted. His attack tiles will be boosted. And I believe his black does some direct damage. Another good one. Magneto. Wow, 3 stars are all right this week. Magneto, good. He's a very independent character, gets everything done on his own. He puts out a lot of protect tiles that will be both buffed and able to overwrite other tiles, which is handy. The damage he does from blowing up team-up tiles with his red or shuffling the board with reds and blues and doing damage that way with his blue. Also, both good amounts of damage. Pretty well-balanced 3-star character. The Hood, ever so fragile, but otherwise fantastic. He does a little bit of damage with his yellow. He does even less with his black, but he does eat up other people's AP and speed up countdown tiles for the home team. So he'll have a little extra hit points, so maybe he'll last long enough to actually be helpful. Let's see who we got here. We got, we appear to have Yon, nope, we got, oh, the, what do you call him? The Human Torch, 4-star version. What's he do? Oh, good. He does AoE damage, AoE damage.
Yep, now he just upset Samurai because he noticed his mistake.
Okay. Was he okay? I don't have my thing up right now. I'm trying to do this segment. Sorry, Samurai. What did he do?
Yondu, those pictures of Yondu should be pictures of someone else.
That's why I backed out of it.
Yeah.
Because he was not on the list, but he was in the infographic, so I just panicked and went on to... 4-star Human Torch. I'll see who's missing and talk about him to the best of my ability. Oh, that's not... You did not see the infographic correctly. You saw someone blue and assumed it was him, but it's actually Iceman. So, Iceman... the damage that he does from his blue punch a snowman is increased, and his green AoE is increased.
Would you like to punch a snowman?
Yeah, unfortunately, his creepy featureless face is not boosted this week.
yeah, gross.
It's really gross. The damage from wildfire from Human Torch also increased, as well as the strike tiles that come along with his yellow. Nova, good old Nova. He puts out a lot of good strike tiles with all of his abilities, I think, and then does damage with red and black that will both be boosted. Good old Ben Grimm is also boosted with his protect tiles being stronger and his green and red damage both doing a little more green and red damage. And lastly, it looks like Maria Hill is boosted this week.
Excuse me, Ian, when would you like to go to the mall?
Today?
All right.
Good old Robin Sparkles. Or Robin Daggers.
Yep.
Everyone has a favorite. She does a little bit of AoE. That's going to be boosted. Strike tiles again being put out. And she's got a damage-dealing trap tile that will be do more damage. Let's see if Samurai can advise on how to better use these boosted characters. Uh-oh, now I'm confused. Because Yondu is in the advice. He's not on the list, but he's on the infographic. Whoa, now I'm in a real paradox. So try pairing Nova with Android Jim.
Which still works.
They all make strike tiles, which is handy, because Nova's powers are nice and cheap. They help trigger Human Torch's ability, and apparently you do lots of damage. Well, that was awesome. I was sorry, that really made my segment. So anyway, those are both okay lists of people. Android Jim is a good character. Nova's good. Thing is really mediocre. I don't know anything about Maria Hill other than what I just told everybody. And Iceman and Yondu are both pretty good. So
just throw in Iceman to stun everybody.
Seriously, why not? You know. Why not? You got he's just Bobby's just a good all round character.
Just don't look at him.
So listen to me now. Believe me later. That's who's boosted this week. Thanks as always to Mystify. Mystify.
All right, let's jump in the old van and drive over to team up time.
Oh, the synergy segment featuring One Star Venom and Scorpion.
I really wish I would have put any thought into that. Maybe I would have, but man, not so much. So this week is a suggestion by Bulberton. It's not too far from another team that we had suggested. However, it's kind of a conglomeration between a couple ideas. So Okoye has been out for a while. Maybe you have enough of her to use. Polaris has been out for not that long at all. Hopefully you get enough to use her sometime. Throw in Sabretooth. So here's the deal. Make special tiles with Polaris and Sabretooth's black. You can Polaris or purple and blue both make special tiles. Anytime a special tile is destroyed, Polaris makes another 3. And if it's an enemy tile, Sabretooth will destroy a 3x3 block around it that destroys the special tiles, causing chain reaction. So really, that's what you're looking for, is chain reaction between your two 4-stars. The board is quickly filled with special tiles. Okoye, you use her to basically, since she's a 5-star, she tanks, she heals herself, which is great for a tank, and she makes all of your damage bigger in the process. So then you can use Sabretooth's red plus Okoye's ability to strengthen that red, which is a multi-hit. It hits like a truck. So yeah, the team makes a lot of sense. I think Polaris and Sabretooth do really work well together as 2 4-stars. And, I mean, Okoye is a tank works. You could use anybody who tanks well with this team, I think. Okoye is just, you know, is just up there on your utility as your best utility character. So, useful in PvP versus Gritty, but maybe a little slow to start. Myself, I have Okoye at 5-5-3, Sabretooth at a 3-5-5, and Polaris, I could argue this a couple different ways. I have her at a 3-5-5 right now, but I don't know. Maybe her stun goes up a little bit if you were to up that in level, but 355 is what I would probably still recommend. So there you go. That's your team up for this week. And thanks as always to Unify.
All right, let's go old school to this guy and open up some tokens. Ian, you got Steam open?
I don't. I do have Steam open. I didn't have the game launched. I wanted to finish watching that Vienna video.
Oh, Vienna!
It got creepier. There were spiders crawling on people's faces. Stuff was happening in Vienna.
Man, I'm going to have to go watch this
video. And the lead singer really looks like David Tennant with like a little pencil mustache drawn on him.
Interesting. So,
no, it is wacky. Not.
No, it's not. He's raised right. It's a real downer. Let's see. Oh, my goodness. How do I not poke out a warlock in that eye? It's like begging. Oh, it's Nightcrawler. I remember him. Everywhere at once.
Okie dokie. I have six.
I also have half a dozen.
I don't know. You call. I had a spree last time, so it's up to you.
It doesn't matter.
All right, I'm going.
Okay.
Do it, Doug.
I'm going with an ear jab. Four-star cloak and dagger. We'll do a hair stroke. That worked. He had a 5-star hidden in there. Ooh, it's my first nice. My first Adam Warlock. Cosmic Skeen. So that was pretty good. Didn't work the second time. 4-star Bishop. Number 4 is a 4-star Bishop. It's a little weird. Number 5 is another purple.
You're the worst.
Penance Fair Deadpool.
Nice.
And finally is a 4-star Bishop. So,
wow.
3 bishops now that he's not useful. So that's nice. That does get my Deadpool to a 3-4-4, so he's looking nice. And like I said, that puts Adam on my roster. So that makes me happy. I think I have all the characters again.
Until, what, tomorrow?
Right. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go with a bunch of savage eye pokings. First one is a... Hey, Android Jim. I hear he's boosted. Eye poking number 2, that one's a purple. That's a Penance Fair. Eye jab number 3. Bishop, General Reserves.
He's the one to get today.
Next one is a Teen Jean, full of surprises. Spider Woman. And finally, it is a Black Cat. So no Adam Warlock for me.
Yeah, but I heard you say something about a purple cover at some point.
I did.
What'd you get again?
The same one, Penance Fair.
Oh, nice.
Let's see. That gets my Deadpool up to a 2-2-1.
I find it interesting that I got all 3 powers for Bishop. Not that it matters, because he's champed.
Yeah, so yeah, right. I have no Adam Warlock, and I will obviously don't have new characters, so I'm going to be missing 2. Sad times. They're both going to be 5-stars, too. Ugh.
I have some thoughts to put in now, because that... those covers for 5-stars, that put me over 50 powers. So that gives me 500 shards for 5-stars. So I get an automatic cover for somebody. I got to figure out who I'm putting that in.
All right.
Nice.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, which is called the Soon to Be Named Network and available at soontobenamednetwork.com. Yeah, it's a network of podcasts that includes this show and several other excellent podcasts. You can check them all out and decide for yourself at soontobenamednetwork.com.
All right. Anything else for the good of the order?
So, the story is like this, Craig.
All right.
They're in Vienna, and a woman who apparently is married to, I believe, someone important, and I only believe this because he's wearing a monocle.
Oh, sure.
So, the wife of... Or girlfriend of Monocle Guy is having an affair, and she is being plagued by the paparazzi. But the old-timey paparazzi with the big flashbulb cameras that only take one picture at a time?
Uh-huh.
It's awesome. And she's exposed at a party at Monocle Man's mansion, and Monocle Man forces her to gun down her lover in front of him to make amends for the affair.
Ooh.
Now, there's other odd imagery that's needless and bizarre in the video. Spiders on faces and other such things. So there was that. The other good of the order is, I feel like I could have done this sooner, and I know that Ray should get some credit, but Jared very carefully advised me on how to put PokerStars PA on my computer. Oh, I missed it so much. It was last night. It was just sit-and-go tournament after sit-and-go tournament. It was just so good. Oh, online poker. It's I didn't have anything to fill the gambling void now that the NFL season is over, and I don't have enough sports knowledge to sports bet on not the NFL. This fixed everything and then some. I can delete my Vandal app now after I withdraw any money that I have in there. But yeah, oh, Ray, playing cards again was so nice.
Yeah, it really is.
It really was. It's everything I remembered and more. So let's end the show so I can go do that.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us here this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com. Comment, suggestions, shoot them at Ray. Buy something from Amazon so Ian can get a few bucks to waste on poker.
That's not a waste. That's a quality investment.
But that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, live from New York, it's the 1970s.
Nice.
Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good night.